This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. My name's Rich Bradbury. Welcome to Open for Business. This is the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. Here's a fun fact to start the show. Did you know that about 20 million video game players in Malaysia and more than half are school students and young adults? Now, on the bright side, it is acceptable for young adults to engage in video games, including older adults, I speak for myself in that list as well, to fill their leisure time, and can be attributed to main factors like technological advancements, improved and modernized virtual reality, and immersive multiplayer experiences. However, this trend brings potential risks to children's mental health, with excessive screen time being linked to addiction, diminished focus, weakened social skills, and other mental health issues like stress and anxiety. To mitigate these risks and to get parents more involved, Bomb Battle, a team-building escape room game company, has come up with Bomb Battle and Bomb Battle Elite, Malaysia's newest family entertainment attraction. The latest venture spans over 6,800 square feet, featuring four innovative games with 10 missions and 50 modes across three difficulty levels, fit for young kids and adolescents, and I might say somebody of a little bit older. And with that, I'm joined in the studio today by Datin Shihanti, founder of Bomb Battle, to understand how the idea of starting up an interactive and immersive escape room style game came about, how they're unique in this particular market, and their foreseeable future ventures moving forward. And in the meantime, if you have any thoughts or questions, you can WhatsApp our U-Mobile number at 018-789-8899 or get us on X. We are at BFM Radio. Shihan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Richard. I'm good today.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now, tell me a little bit about Bomb Battle then. How did the idea come around? And what is it?
Right. So Bomb Battle, it's an immersive game where we incorporate video games into real life scenario.
Uh-huh.
Right. So your main mission is to defuse an iconic paint bomb.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So you navigate through five different missions, right? And every mission tests up your skills, your delegation tests, your teamwork, communication. You need to earn as many bomb time, which means that you earn as many scores as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it earns you bomb time in your last mission. Failure to do so, to defuse the bomb, you get blasted by a huge neon FX paint.
A paint bomb.
Yes, paint bomb.
So this is very Mission Impossible kind of style. It feels a little bit like that. Would that be about accurate?
Yes, we do have one of the missions is you need to navigate through lasers, dodge lasers.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It sounds very interesting. Where did the idea come from then?
So I'm in the escape room business since like 2013, right? So we were the very first company that brought in the escape room.
Uh-huh.
All right. So going through like almost 10 years and we see how the business evolve.
Yeah.
All right. So we thought of like, you know, we need to have something more new,
yeah,
more exciting, and definitely with something, with a punishment.
With a punishment.
With a punishment if you fail to do so, right?
You don't think failing escape room is punishment enough. Believe me, I know, I've been there.
So, you know, being in an escape room, right? So once you fail, it's just like you just come out and then you just take a picture.
You're deflated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So what we did was is that we want something more exciting. We want something more interesting for people.
Right.
Yeah. And that is how, you know, we came up with, okay, let's do something like, you know, a reality show.
So you wanted people to leave that room knowing full well that they failed, covered in paint.
But, you know, being blasted with, you know, rainbow colors,
mm-hmm,
right? And after that, you get a dance party, you know, after getting blasted with your hazmat suits, all right? That leaves you with all of the happiness and laughter.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Walk me through like one of the games then. I mean, you say there's one with lasers in it.
Yeah.
Talk me through how that works and what you would have to do.
Right, so every mission takes 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So in every game, in more or less, it's like 75 minutes. All right, so for example, for the laser rooms, right? Because you need to earn as many scores as possible. So in the room, you have a lot of lighted buttons,
mm-hmm,
all right? So, but the lighted buttons will go from point A to point B. So as a team, you need to navigate through different patterns of lasers without touching it. All right, okay. Though you won't get burned. It's not Squid Game.
Okay. Yet.
Yeah, yeah. So you just need to navigate through the lasers and, you know, touch off and, you know, turn off all the lights. Right? So, but the lasers will, I mean, like the lasers will change. All right, different patterns. So you can't really memorize it, how it's going to be flashing out. All right. But the lights will be like going from A to B, different walls. Yeah. So in 15 minutes, you'll be like sweating.
So can you delegate one person to run to like turn off a particular light, or do you have to move as a team?
You must move as a team, because in a wall, maybe you will have like 14 lighted buttons.
Right.
So everybody, you'll need to use your hand, your legs, your knee, your head, everything. You'll use everything.
This sounds stressful. Is it?
It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not so stressful because you're in a gameplay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so what our mission is, you know, to have everybody to be in a team, to work as a team, all right? And you celebrate success together. Mm-hmm. Yes, you celebrate failure together also.
I don't know many people who celebrate failure, but yeah, I see what you mean. So the initial idea came from the fact then that obviously, this is something that's come post-pandemic. And,
yes.
And pandemic, of course, escape room was closed and that kind of stuff. We couldn't have done any of that stuff. Was this something that you were like, okay, we need to do something a little bit different, and that's what we're trying to do now?
Yes.
Right.
So during the pandemic, entertainment companies like us, I believe we are one of the most impacted industry, because we are always the first to close and last to open.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not a necessity. And we encourage, like, groups, you know. Yeah, so during the pandemic, we're thinking, you know, how when this recovers, what should we do?
Right.
Yeah, so, and that came up, and, you know, it was back of my mind, like, you know, we should change something once the economy is picking up, you know, people are more comfortable, you know, hanging out again. And that is the time for us to give the market a boost.
So the games in this in Bomb Battle, who came up with the idea behind the games? Who helped develop those?
Right. So the initial idea was for me. So I just had a very crazy idea. I want to do this in every game rooms. I want to have this game. So I have a partner, my co-founding partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he is our tech team. Yeah. So he develops the games, right, from the initial idea. So he expands it.
So he's like an evil genius kind of fella.
Yeah, so he would think, you know, just because of an initial idea, he would think of all the different concepts and also the challenges, putting in internet, you know, like IoT sensors, and to make it more interesting.
Okay, let's take a short break. Folks, if you have any questions regarding Bomb Battle, you can get us on our U-Mobile WhatsApp number, is 018-789-8899, or on X as well. We're at BFM Radio. Of course, I'm joined in the studio by Xian T, founder of Bomb Battle, to help us understand the idea of starting up an interactive and immersive escape room style game where you get covered in paint if you fail. Sounds wonderful. We'll be right back.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Open for Business, the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm here in the studio with Xian T, the founder of Bomb Battle. We're discussing the inspiration behind their interactive escape room style game, their unique position in the market, and their foreseeable future plans moving forward. Xian, can you just share a little bit about your background as the founder of Bomb Battle and kind of what led you to start this particular business?
So I was in the entertainment business industry since 2013. Yeah, so I'm starting up the escape room as one of the very initial founding partner.
Okay.
Yeah. So we started the escape rooms in Malaysia, and we started, I think the first one was at eCurve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was already 10 years, and after that, I drill deeply into this industry, and I was also the I was the COO of one of the VR theme park named The Rift in Mid Valley. Yeah, so I'm always in this entertainment industry. Yeah, and, you know, because of that, you know, the first business was as just a founding partner and associate partner, and then I work as a chief operating officer in the VR theme park. yeah, under Datuk Simon Fong. And, you know, during the pandemic, it just spurred me up. Like, you know, I think I should start up one of my own business. Yeah, and that just spurred me during the pandemic time, since we are so free in this entertainment business, we got nothing to do.
Right.
Yeah, and this crazy idea just pops up.
You see, just during the break as well, you said you've always been involved in this industry, yet you don't game yourself.
No. Yeah, so I don't really play video games.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe for ladies, we play, you know, those mania games.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we love like mania games. Oh, but since I was young, I always play Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm always in that, you know, and Neopets. I don't know if we are at the same.
So you have you have games on your phone though, right? I'm guessing.
Yes, Candy Crush.
You see, so you are a gamer. Technically, you are a gamer. Anybody that has a game on their phone, I call it gamer. It's interesting that you say Roller Coaster Tycoon though, because in some ways, you know, creating an experience is something that you seem to enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And of course, creating frustration by the sounds of things is something that you also... What do you get when, you know, you hear people's feedback about when they're coming out of Bomb Battle and when they're coming out of escape rooms or previously? What was your response to their reactions? How do you feel about it?
So I take it very seriously on when a person finish the experience, because, you know, we don't sell a product.
Yeah.
Yeah. So industries like us, we sell services.
Yeah.
So services, you know, the people that attend to the customers, you know, it plays a very important role, because we are selling a whole experience from the moment when the people approach us until the end. Mm. So comparing to how we started like an escape room previously, when people fail, they get so frustrated, you know, they get so demotivated. Yeah, so what I see from Bomb Battle is sometimes, though they defuse the bomb, their purpose is to, is to fail to defuse the bomb.
They want their friends sprayed in paint.
Yes. Yeah. But the moment is, you know, once they get blasted in paints and, you know, when we introduce the dance party, you know, that is the whole hype, the laughter, you know, the joy that I believe that, you know, money couldn't buy that moment.
Mm.
Yeah, so I would say among 10, 9 out of 9 comes out with, you know, fun, laughing together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how did you do the market research to find a product like this or a service that you knew was going to resonate with people?
I believe is the excitement. And I did a lot of competitor research, the landscape of competitors in Malaysia, in other countries in Southeast Asia, right? How do people react to this? Is the current competitors, how are they working, right? How is their business? How do people feedback to the business? Yeah, and then, you know, in business, we don't really have a guarantee.
Mm.
Yeah, so when the idea just came up and the feeling was just, right, I think we should do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with just a proposal, I just came up with a proposal, you know, I start to put my ideas in, yeah, and I start looking for partners, yeah, and it just
worked like that.
Yeah.
So when you look towards the rest of this year, I mean, we're fairly early into the year, what kind of hurdles do you see happening throughout this year? And, you know, the gaming industry changes very quickly. You know, people can be very fickle, and I'm sure you know this. You know, when people have been to escape room or something, and their family has been, they might not go for 3 months, 6 months, sometimes even a year. You know, and so you're kind of stuck. How do you encourage people to kind of keep coming back to something like this?
Continuous development is very important. All right, maintaining the standards, maintaining the customer service.
Yeah.
Everything plays a role in a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for us, for the next, you know, for Q2, we are entering Q2, right? So Q2 to Q4, for us, we are expanding into, you know, introducing more games. So we launched just last year in May.
Mm.
So this year, this January, we just launched the Bomb Battle Elite in Atria, in Petaling Jaya.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, you know, we introduced like 10 different new games to the market. Yeah. We make it a different compositions of not only just Bomb Battle, we have like the Greatest Lava, you know, where Four is Lava, but we put Four is Lava into real life.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you need to avoid the red tiles and go for the green. Yeah. So we make it, you know, into real life. We do have like a versus arena. So Our R&D team is continuously developing new things. To a certain extent that in business, we also can't be, though we know the game industry is evolving very fast, we also need to see in terms of the market demand. Mm. So if the market demand is still high, that means, they are still coming for this. So it's not a point for us to do any changes as of now. Mm. Because investment plays a very important role in,
for sure.
in business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we... This is how we actually decide, the business forwards, expanding into different industries. I mean, like different events, working with brands. Yeah, this is our Q2 onwards, our target.
Can you give me a kind of sense of your revenue growth over time from the beginning? I've got to talk about money. I have to talk about money. And kind of what are your expectations for growth throughout this year? I mean, you say you started last year in May, correct?
Yes.
What's the revenue been like so far?
It's picking up very, very good, right? So we believe even after the pandemic, entertainment industries like us, came back. Mm. We came back and it's all...
Literally with a bang.
Sorry?
Literally with a bang. You came back with a bang. You've got a bomb there.
Yes, we have a bomb. Yeah. It's called Bomb Battle.
Yeah.
So in terms of revenue, we are steadily increasing, I would say, in a very steady speed. Mm. Yeah, we are scaling towards our revenue, scaling the team also. Yeah. For this year, we are actually having a target of our double. Yeah, having it double.
Double of what it was last year. What do you think is kind of contributing to your revenue growth? Do you think it's because more people are getting more aware of it? Or do you think there are companies out there who want to do more team building? Which would you say is your strongest revenue stream?
All right. So for OTAs, like for tourists, we work very closely with Klook.
Yeah.
Yeah, as they are one of the very strongest partner of us, targeting the tourist market. The second one is actually the corporate team buildings. Mm. So last year we hosted more than 800 companies.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So that was one of our very strongest portfolio that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can even find us in Google. We are 5-star rated, mm-hmm. By AI. They actually pinned team building as one of our top.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So who of, don't name any names, but of the companies that you've come across and who've been for their team building, how competitive do they get?
Oh, they are very competitive, but for companies that come, I would say that they are, they had a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah, they had a lot, because we conduct competitions within the colleagues. They had fun.
You're encouraging them to fight inside, internally.
Yeah, to win, to win as an ultimate winner.
Right.
So we always simulate this, so we tell our... So we also does HRDC team buildings. So we always simulate a scenario where, in a workplace,
mm-hmm.
Our superior will tell us, get this done in 3 months, get this, this is the target, all right? But I wouldn't spoon feed you how to do it.
Mm.
So we simulate this into our game. We make it gamified,
mm-hmm.
right? So you only have 75 minutes. You just need to win as a team. You need to accomplish your mission, defuse the bomb,
mm-hmm.
right? So we work with trainers, very closely, to get the, even the debrief, the context, right? Yeah, so... this is how we work for, our corporate team buildings. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take another short break here, folks. A few more questions before I let Sheehan go. Don't go anywhere. Of course, you're tuned in to Open for Business. This is that show that helps you dive deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm here in the studio with Sheehan T, the founder of Bomb Battle. We'll be right back on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Backing feminist movements. BFM. 89.9, The Business Station.
It is BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Welcome back to Open for Business, the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm here in the studio with Sheehan T. She is one of the founders of Bomb Battle and Bomb Battle Elite, a team-building escape room-style game company. It's got 6,000 square feet at one of their attractions, offers 4 innovative games, 10 missions, 50 modes across 3 difficulty levels, suitable for young kids and adolescents. license, just to name a few things here. Sheehan, just before you go, of course, we need to talk a little bit about money.
Sure.
Right? So I spoke to you about your revenue, and that seems to be doing well.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about where the money came from to launch a project like this. Of course, when you have something of that size with this amount of tech involved, it's not cheap,
yes,
right? And I'm assuming it's not entirely bootstrapped. You must perhaps have some partners or some investors at least. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Right. So when so we talk about during the pandemic, I had this idea, right? So when this idea came up, I drafted a proposal, so an investor proposal, and I started looking for partners to see, you know, if they are willing to partner up, yeah, and to make this happen. Though I do face some challenges because it's not being built yet,
right?
Right, so it's just based on a proposal
and an idea,
just a concept and idea,
yeah,
and you don't have much track record on this particular business. But the good thing for me is because I do have some track records in my past business, right? So from there, we do have investors that willingly just, you know, fund in the investment just with our concept people. Yeah.
So they had faith in your idea and in your track record is essentially what we're saying, right?
Yes.
And what's your kind of relationship with your partners now like?
We are in a very good relationship. So we update each other on a monthly basis, on even like a weekly basis. We do have calls together. We tell, you know, I need to inform them on what's our progress, you know, who are we working with, is there any, you know, upcoming things that is working on. So having them being updated is very important. Yeah, so we keep in touch on, I would say, officially on a monthly basis, but on a weekly basis, yeah, we still work together.
And would you say they're kind of more hands-off or more hands-on kind of partners?
So I do have a partner that is more hands-off. So, you know, just getting to know your progress and things like that. And I do have one co-founding partner, which is handling all the tech side. So he is very involved together with us to ensure things are, you know, moving forward. You know, we improve, yeah, maintaining the quality and things like that. Yeah.
And what's it like being a founder as well? I mean, because obviously You're the one that came up with the proposal, right?
Yeah.
You're the one that has the idea. You know how it wants to go.
Yeah.
And yet you have to involve partners to get the idea off the ground. And of course, their ideas might not necessarily be 100% aligned with your ideas.
Yeah.
And how do you handle those kind of negotiations, let's put it politely?
I would say that no matter what the bottom line is, everyone as an investor, you know, they want to see progress. They want to have their profit back.
Of course.
This is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very lucky where my investors supports me very well. They don't really query on the operation. Yeah. So as long as we do see growth by year end, you know, we do see profit. Yeah. That is my bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not pulling your hair out just yet, and they're not forcing you, like they're not making you anxious yet.
No, they're keeping me very comfortable.
Good, good, good.
To ensure I can perform well.
Good, 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 good. Now we briefly mentioned that you've got expansion ideas here, franchising here as well, but I know that you're looking at moving outside of Malaysia to other places as well. I believe Thailand is one. Taiwan is the other.
Yeah, we already have one in Hong Kong.
Right.
We are launching one in China. Yeah, so it's already in progress.
Okay.
Yeah, so China is another market that we are also looking into.
In the mainland?
Yeah, in the mainland.
Okay, can we talk, which city is it?
It's in Jiangxi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more outskirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are opening.
Interesting location. Why would you choose Jiangxi?
Because the investor came in and like, I want to open this in Jiangxi. So we are like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, Why not, right? Yeah. So we just provide them our franchise and yeah, they're starting to build. I think in just 2 weeks, they're going to launch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how quick you can turn things around. Eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Datin Sheehan, thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Folks, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. We recommend the BFM app. That's in the Apple App Store or Google Play. This has been Open for Business, where we've been speaking about Bomb Battle with Sheehan T on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.